Adam, you're going to call on behalf of the Kevin and Bean Show and try to get a little sensitivity.
What do you
going.
Want me to say?
Well, I just, you're thinking of coming there, and
you want to know if you'll be welcome.
All right.
Because you've heard some disturbing things.
Yeah, all right. All right.
You and Niles would like...
Where is this place?
It's in the Caribbean.
Thus the Caribbean music.
Oh, where the pirates are.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the same place. All right, the Grand Cayman Islands. You want to be James for this, I think. Jimmy's not gay. James, that's gay.
I'll be one of the butt pirates of the Caribbean.
Can I hear a little bit of the voice, please?
Hello.
Okay, good.
Morning, Cayman Islands.
Hello there. Who's this?
This is the receptionist at the Department of Tourism.
Hello, my name is James, and I'm thinking about coming down to the Cayman Islands. The name appeals to me. And I was wondering if there'd be any problem, because my friends and I, we have a rather large group. There's 12 of us, and we're having a big party in my ass. And we were wondering if we could bring it down to your little town. I heard there was some problems with homosexuals entering the area.
That was regarding a cruise ship coming here with 900 passengers.
Oh, so what is the maximum amount exactly of homosexuals that can arrive at one time? Can you give me a number, please?
I'm sorry, I don't know that.
You don't know?
I don't know that.
Oh, that's a shame, because, you know, I'd hate to leave Guido and Freddie behind. You know how that is.
You're coming by air?
Well, yes. I may be swimming. Well, you know, I'm not sure how we're going to get there, but, you know, I don't want there to be a problem when we arrive. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So is there somebody in charge of gay immigration there that I could talk to?
I'll put you through to someone else here.
Okay. Yes, I'd love to talk to somebody, maybe the director of tourism or, I don't know.
You're under a good attack because 12 may not be too many. All right, so now they're putting you in the person who is specially designated to handle this call.
Oh, that's a good job.
You're doing a good job, Jim.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, James.
I don't know what I'm driving at exactly, but...
I want to try to give us a number of how many.
And I also want to know what it is they're afraid of.
Okay.
Right now, they are scrambling.
Thank you for holding. This is Mickey. May I help you?
Hello, Mickey. You're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Good. Who am I speaking with?
My name is James. And I was thinking of taking a vacation sometime next month to your Cayman Islands. And I heard something terrible in the news that I can't believe. And I'm sure it's not true. But here's what I was wondering. Is there some ban on homosexuals in your area?
No. The decision was taken by the government in regards to one specific incident with a cruise ship coming in.
I see.
They had applied for permission to land.
I see. So, what, they had like 900 people or something? Is that what it was? Okay, so I'm wondering how many homos I can bring in exactly. How many of my gay friends? I need a number. Because I have to book and make reservations and whatnot.
I can't possibly answer that at this time for you, sir. The only thing I can tell you is that there has been a statement issued by the Cayman Islands government. If you'd like, I can fax that to you.
Mm.
That's the only comment I can make.
So 900 is too many.
I was wondering, though, if you can give me an estimate of how many. I mean, just off the record, if you give, like, would 30 be okay?
Sir, I'm not at liberty to make that comment. I'm really sorry, but I can't.
How about 20?
If you'd like, I can fax the statement to you that was released to the public. And you can interpret that.
Okay, I'm going to go with 20, and I really can't go much lower than that.
Ask them what they're afraid of.
I can't comment on that, sir.
Is there a problem? I mean, do you think that that we're going to do something when we get there?
Sir, in all honesty, I cannot engage in that conversation with you. I can give you the facts if you'd like to have the statement that's been released.
Yes, I would like to have the facts. And if you could send me a picture of this minister or whoever it was that made this decision. What does he look like?
I don't know if you do that either. Can I have your fax number, sir?
Yes, my fax number is 818.
Mm-hmm.
841-5329.
5329, and your name is James?
Yes.
And the last name, sir?
The last name is Asman. Okay.
You as soon as I can.
That would be wonderful. I'll hook the machine up so it goes directly into my buttocks.